Hi. Welcome to the second part of Python interview questions. This podcast covers important Python topics that can help you land your dream job. So, let's get started. Question 21. What are Python's key features? Answer. Python is a high-level, interpreted, and general-purpose programming language known for its simplicity and readability. Its key features include a large standard library, dynamic typing, automatic memory management, and support for multiple programming paradigms. Question 22. What are the differences between Python 2 and Python 3? Answer. Python 3 introduced several backward-incompatible changes and new features compared to Python 2. Some key differences include improved Unicode support, better syntax, enhanced standard library modules, and the requirement to use parentheses for print statements in Python 3. Question 23. Explain the global interpreter lock in Python? Answer. The global interpreter lock is a mechanism in CPython, the reference implementation of Python, that permits only one thread to execute Python bytecode at a time. It means that multiple threads in a Python program cannot fully utilize multiple CPU cores. However, the GIL simplifies memory management and makes it easier to develop and debug Python code. Question 24. How do you handle exceptions in Python? Answer. Exceptions in Python can be handled using the try, except, else, and finally statements. Code that may raise an exception is placed inside a try block, and if an exception occurs, the corresponding except block catches it. The else block is executed if no exception occurs, and the finally block is always executed, whether an exception occurs or not. Question 25. What are Python decorators, and how do they work? Answer. Decorators are tools used to modify the behavior of functions or classes without changing their source code. They use the @decorator_name syntax and can be applied to functions or classes. Decorators wrap the original function or class, allowing additional code to be executed before or after the original code runs. They are often used for tasks like logging, authentication, and memorization. Question 26. Explain the difference between a shallow copy and a deep copy in Python? Answer. In Python, a shallow copy creates a new object that references the original object's memory. Changes made to the original object may be reflected in the shallow copy. In contrast, a deep copy creates a new object with its own memory space, copying all nested objects recursively. Changes done to the original object does not affect the deep copy. Question 27. How do you handle file I/O operations in Python? Answer. File I/O operations in Python can be performed using the open function. You can use the read or read lines methods to read from a file. Similarly, to write to a file, you can use the write method. It's important to close the file using the close method or by utilizing the with statement, which automatically closes the file when done. Question 28. How can you profile and optimize Python code? Answer. Python provides various profiling tools such as CProfile and LineProfiler to measure the performance of code. Optimizations can be achieved by identifying bottlenecks and making changes like using efficient algorithms, avoiding unnecessary computations, and utilizing built-in functions and data structures. Question 29. How to handle errors and exceptions in Python? Answer. Errors and exceptions can be handled using the try and except statements. The code that might raise an exception is placed in the try block, and if an exception occurs, it is caught and handled in the corresponding except block. Multiple except blocks can be used to handle diverse exceptions types. Question 30. What is the use of the pass statement in Python? Answer. The pass statement is a placeholder statement in Python that does nothing. It is used when a statement is essential syntactically but no action is needed. It is commonly used as a placeholder in empty functions, classes, or loops. Question 31. Explain the concept of a Python module. Answer. A module is a file holding Python code that defines functions, classes, and variables. It allows code reusability and organization. Modules can be imported and used in other Python scripts using the import statement. Python provides a vast collection of standard modules, and users can create their own custom modules. Question 32. How do you handle missing keys in a dictionary? Answer. You can use the get method or the default dict class from the collections module to handle missing keys in a dictionary. The get method returns the value for a given key, and if the key is not found, it returns a default value. The default dict is a subclass of the dictionary that automatically assigns a default value to missing keys. Question 33. What are the differences between a list and a set in Python? Answer. Lists and sets are both collection types in Python, but they have key differences. Lists are ordered and allow duplicate elements, while sets are unordered and do not allow duplicate elements. Lists are defined using square brackets, while sets are defined using curly braces. Question 34. Explain the concept of name mangling in Python. Answer. Name mangling is a mechanism in Python that adds a prefix of double underscores to class attributes to avoid name clashes between subclasses. It is primarily used to make an attribute private within a class, even though Python does not enforce true privacy. Name mangled attributes are accessible using the class name attribute syntax. Question 35. How do you handle recursion depth errors in Python? Answer. Python has a default recursion depth limit, which means that recursive functions cannot exceed a certain number of nested calls. To handle recursion depth errors, you can either optimize the algorithm to reduce the number of recursive calls or increase the recursion limit using the SYS, set recursion limit, function. However, increasing the recursion limit has its limitations and may lead to stack overflow errors. Question 36. What is the difference between the is and equal to operators in Python? Answer. The is operator checks if two variables refer to the same object in memory. On the other hand, the equal to operator checks if the values of two variables are equal. Question 37. How do you handle circular imports in Python? Answer. Circular imports happen when two or more modules depend on each other. To handle circular imports, you can restructure the code to remove the circular dependency or import the required modules inside functions or methods where they are actually used. Question 38. What is the purpose of the yield keyword in Python? Answer. The yield keyword is used in the definition of generator functions. It allows the function to return a value and temporarily suspend its execution. The function can then be resumed later, and the state of the function is preserved. Question 39. What are metaclasses in Python? Answer. Metaclasses are classes that define the behavior of other classes. They act as blueprints for creating classes. By defining a metaclass, you can customize the creation, behavior, and attributes of classes. Metaclasses are a powerful but advanced feature of Python, and they are not commonly used in everyday programming. Question 40. How do you handle and raise exceptions in Python? Answer. Exceptions in Python can be handled using try, except, else, and finally blocks. You can catch specific exceptions using except blocks, and you can also raise your own exceptions using the raise statement. Thank you for listening to our podcast.